Your inner geek wants to come out and play, but where to go? Join Vernon Wells, the ultimate club where you and your fellow geeks can hang out, play games, and just nerd out 24/7. Whether you love RPGs, video games, or are just a major fan of sci-fi and geek culture, Vernon Wells has something for everyone. Let your geek flag fly at Vernon Wells. Sign up today and see for yourself. VNW.club. That's VNW.club.
Ladies, gentlemen, geeks of all ages, you are now entering BJ Shea's Geek Nation. Welcome.
Yeah, welcome to BJ Shea's Geek Nation. I'm the Reverend Enfuego. Across from me is Vicky Barcelona.
Hello.
The show's namesake, BJ Shea, is still on assignment. He may have been kidnapped by Kraven the Hunter.
Oh.
We don't know. No, that's fine. No,
we do not have the resources to find him.
But running the boards is Joey Dees.
Hi.
On today's show, we're going to talk with Nicole from Comics Corner. She's going to give us some comic book recommendations. We're also going to talk about Funko Pop news.
What?
There's a lot of stuff coming out, and they're doing some really amazing things. Can Disney Plus's Loki show introduce other characters to the MCU?
What?
Maybe that more, and of course, the Geek Sheet with Vicky B. Vicky, how can people get a hold of us?
Get a hold of us via our website, bjgeeknation.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to have our blogs, podcasts, and more.
And more.
More.
But just search for BJ Shea's Geek Nation on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, radio.com, and iTunes to find us.
Exactly. Great ways to get a hold of us and give us 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts or whatever podcasting app you use. Give us those reviews. Give us a little, you know, maybe a couple words, couple sentences about how you found us, why you like us. Take a screenshot of that, shoot us an email, and I will send you a completely random comic book and a little signature thing that we'll all sign, a little placard that says BJ Shea's Geek Nation with that really awesome star constellation design that we had done.
Shout out to Christine.
Yeah, it's really amazing. I love that one. And you know, you give us a little something, we'll give you something back. Let's get right into the comic book news, since it is comic book day, with Nicole over at Comics Corner. With us today is not Scott from Comics Dungeon. Unfortunately, he couldn't make it, but he has put in our hands a person with tons of experience and an awesome person who will get us through these comic book recommendations. We've got Nicole, the manager at Corner Comics. Nicole, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
And we're always looking for comic book recommendations. And I love the fact that there are so many different comic book companies out there that we can avoid a lot of the times Marvel and DC, and not because they're bad or anything along those lines, but sometimes people want to find something that maybe they didn't know about. And you got a couple of titles with us this week, don't you?
I do. Tartarus number one. It's published by Image Comics. If you know, Image publishes the big saga series that it brought a lot of people into comics, and mm-hmm. they're still doing a lot of cool stuff today. Tartarus is written by Johnny Christmas, who is also an artist but has turned a writer, and Jack T. Cole is on the art. And it's a big sci-fi drama that has a big intergalactic war. This first issue has 44 pages of story, and it has a lot of similar like elements and maybe influences by Dune, because it throws you right into it. It doesn't tell you anything about the world. You kind of learn as you go. And the whole thing about Tartarus is it's this colony that's been taken over by warlords, because these intergalactic drillers found something called the liquid, and the liquid can turn into any sort of substance. So, of course, it becomes a commodity. There's types of religions that kind of pop up around it, and those people start becoming smugglers, and a warlord pops up named Circa, and you start the comic really with her escaping from this deep, dark pit that she is supposedly not supposed to be able to escape from, and it's all to get to her daughter, Tilda. And then you have a time jump, and Tilda it doesn't know anything about her life. She was raised on a farm, and she decided to go into this intergalactic military with falsified records. And as you go, you're just learning that she's now like framed for the crimes of her mother and the past, and now has to maybe utilize that to be able to further on and figure out, you know, what's going on for her, because her life just turns like 180 in the first issue. So it's really epic. It's really intense. Anytime that I would have a question of like, what is this? It's like the next panel would say, oh, by the way, this is this, you know? So it's, there's even like a little info dump telling you like the whole information to Tilda, which I would think maybe Tilda would know, but maybe not.
And it's interesting too, because you said it's 44 pages. Now, the normal comic book is usually somewhere around 20 pages, correct?
Yeah, somewhere around 20, 22. This one does have a little bit of a price jump at that $5.99, but I mean, it's tons of content in it. So it's really just setting the stage for everything that is to come. And will probably benefit from even a reread. So you get even more reading out of it, because you're like, wait, what did they say in that one panel?
I love it. I love it. So that's Tartarus from Image Comics, number one. What else do you have for us?
Zach B. Thompson and Lonnie Nadler are writing Undone by Blood, number one. And the art is also by Sammy Cavella. I'm really bad with last names, so please... Please.
No worries on that.
On me. it follows this young woman who a year ago had her whole family was murdered in a hotel and by an unknown person, and it is pretty much a vengeance comic. The interesting thing about this comic is it also coincides with a cowboy novel called The Shadow of a Wanted Man. So the official title is Undone by Blood or The Shadow of a Wanted Man. And the character, Ethel, is she is reading chapters of this story as she's trying to figure out in this small town. She comes back a year later and like, who is the person who took her family from her? And trying to seek vengeance, even though she's not like... you know, a professional or a hitman or anything like that. She's not like Tulip from Preacher. She's not like somebody who was raised with any sort of fighting skills, but she has a lot of chutzpah, you know, and she has a lot of anger in her. And unfortunately, it's not enough to really not get her beaten up around town from time to time. But I find that this story is really interesting, one, because of the juxtaposition between the two different stories, kind of similar to Watchmen, how there's like three different stories going on, the little pirate story and the memoir kind of simultaneously happening. And the thing about this one is it intertwines the two stories over time. Like maybe the main character is going to take a little something from this novel she's reading about what this guy is going through, which is somewhat similar. His son is abducted to this land. He's trying to get the son back. The mother is home. She's ill. He's trying to rush. And he's one of those kind of cowboy characters who, you know, is like, I kind of put my past behind me. I'm trying to move forward. And, but now he's roped right back into it again. So this one, you know, it does a lot of things visually too. With the text, it looks like it's little snippets of the novel itself. So it's typewritten, and then when she's talking, it's kind of your normal character text. So it visually gives you really specific cues. Tonally, it's very different. So I really love what Lonnie has been doing, and him and Zach did another series called The Dregs, which was also really good. So this is by Vault Comics, and I believe it's $4.99. Yeah, so it's a really interesting one.
I just love the fact that we can find comic books that are a little bit off the beaten path and something along these lines. It seems a lot of fun, and I love the fact that it'll have those visual cues, so you won't be lost, and even if you are, you'll be able to reread it and have some fun with it.
Exactly.
Thank you so much, Nicole, manager over at Corner Comics. Again, if anybody wants any information, any comic book recommendations, you can get a hold of her or at Scott over at Comics Dungeon. Plenty of ways to do that. Or just get a hold of us and do that, and we'll definitely have you back on, Nicole. I love the fact that you're giving us some awesome comic book recommendations. And thank you again to Nicole. We'll be getting comic book recommendations from either Nicole or Scott as we're going along. Scott's not gone. He was just a little busy, and so he gave us Nicole to go ahead and continue this on.
And I love it. I love the fact that we've got more people out there giving us those recommendations. If maybe there's a genre that you're interested in, you can go ahead and get a hold of them either at Comics Corner at or Comics Dungeon, and or send us an email if you can't get a hold of them.
I'm starting to think that Scott and BJ might be in cahoots.
Maybe they're arguing about Fantastic Four or something like that.
Or Spider-Man.
Or Spider-Man or all the different comics that BJ reads. Moving on from that, let's talk about those old Funko Pops. Man, if you're an obsessive collector, those things are...
from the makers of Beanie Babies.
yeah, exactly. Like, the biggest fad that has been around for a long time now, actually. Now, Star Wars The Mandalorian was a big hit.
Uh-oh, don't say it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
They have put out many different things out there in terms of products, including a Baby Yoda Funko Pop.
I knew it.
It's not out yet. It's coming out later this year. I think something along the lines of maybe March or so. But they did do pre-orders. And Baby Yoda is already the best-selling pre-order Funko Pop of all time.
Believe
dun,
it.
Dun, dun.
Yeah. This past December, they announced the plans for the Baby Yoda from the Disney Plus show The Mandalorian. And technically the child, but I mean, come on. It's Baby. It's a Yoda. Yoda is only one Yoda, and so we're just calling it Baby Yoda. Just deal with it, people.
How awesome if it came out figuring out that that is the name of the species, and that's what they're all called.
They're just all Yodas?
Yeah.
Yodas, and they get a name based on their age.
Yeah. Well, apparently it is the biggest selling pre-order Funko Pop. And looking at this, it doesn't come out until May.
Okay, I have a question. Did they say how much?
It's just standard price.
No, I mean, like, how many pre-sales they did? Like,
No. They don't give any numbers on that.
So
it's kind of like Netflix.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's like Netflix doesn't tell you the numbers. They're not really going to tell you the numbers. It's just the best. The overall best-selling Funko Pop was also a baby. Baby Dancing Groot from Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, man. We just love our baby things, I guess, huh?
I mean, love all the babies!
It's incredible. I never realized how much they sold. I mean, I always knew that they, you know, stuffed the Ewoks into Star Wars for that exact reason, but I didn't realize they were that popular.
Yeah. And, I mean, they're doing a lot of good stuff as well with Funko. Like, I mean, you can get all sorts of ridiculous different ones I've seen. And, guys, you can stop sending me the new Thanos Funko Pops they have. I only have one Thanos Funko Pop. I don't need all the other ones.
Prime Thanos.
The new one has him missing his arm.
Okay, that's pretty
cool. Yeah,
well,
yeah. You can, like, attach and detach sort of thing.
That is actually a Emerald City Comic Con 2020 exclusive.
Ooh. So that means I'll have to get it because we'll be going to Emerald City Comic Con.
But here's the thing. You can't get it at Emerald City Comic Con.
What the French toast?
So Emerald City Comic Con is doing exclusives with, like, different companies, and you can do some at the actual store itself and at con. It's pretty crazy.
Oh,
for example, the Thanos one is an exclusive for GameStop.
Okay, so I'll have to go to GameStop to get it. That's fine, I can do that.
They also have a really awesome Vegeta one. They have the 3-pack of all the fairy godmothers from Sleeping Beauty.
That's cute.
And a little Bulbasaur at Amazon is an Amazon exclusive.
Are you gonna be getting that one?
Maybe.
Tiny Bulbasaur.
For the show, they do have another Thanos one, but it's not the detachable arm one.
Oh.
They have, it looks like an Indiana Jones, but metallic kind of one as well.
So they do sometimes the metallic sheen. It kind of looks like a Silver Surfer type thing.
They also have a Gambit at Walgreens. Walmart has annoying guy, Dwight, yes.
Well, I mean, Schrute's his last name.
Okay, cool, I got it right. Yeah. Dwight.
What about Baby Schrute?
No, but we do have a Charmander on here, like a little Charmander. But it's Dwight with a weird bandana situation going on. I'm guessing it's a reference from the show.
Maybe for the beet farm or something.
All right, so we need to find 6 of our friends. We'll all hit up one location and buy 7 of them or 8 of them.
No, that's not how it's going to work. We need 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
There's a lot.
Oh, my God.
13, yeah, yeah.
We'll say 13 because one's on Amazon. We can just do it on Amazon.
Yeah.
So we need 13 locations, one including the Funko Shop, which has a weird Venom, a troll. It's got the what's his face from the Flintstones, Gazoo.
Oh, the Great Gazoo.
The Great Gazoo.
The green alien.
They do have a husky from we have a college here, the Huskies.
Oh,
he's,
yeah.
He's an actual husky, with a husky face and a husky uniform.
Yeah, tiny husky. Oh.
You're a big husky fan, I know that.
No, this is bad. They got me.
They have the Game of Thrones, all three dragons in a coming out of the egg.
Oh.
As a 3-pack, and that one is an exclusive to Barnes & Noble.
Mm.
I have a Barnes & Noble right next to me.
Well, there you go.
Perfect. Target, I think, has a Sonics from...
crap, I have Target right next to me.
our old Seattle basketball team, Sonics.
The Sonics?
It does have an NBA player to it. Oh, I don't
know. Yeah, they got you there, buddy.
Oh, if it's Kevin Durant.
Who's number 40? Oh, Sean Kemp.
Okay, yeah. Sean Kemp's cool. I would imagine it would have been either Gary Payton or Sean Kemp just for the nostalgia factor on that one. But yeah, Sean Kemp makes sense on that.
Yeah, they've been throwing out announcements little by little because they also have a Speed Racer one coming out.
Go, Speed Racer. Go, go, Speed Racer.
They got a Milhouse. One that is a very deep cut, and I'm very appreciative that they did this. Have you guys seen Mulan?
Yes. Of course.
So you know the scene where Mushu gets on a panda and pretends to be an informant, like, hey, you know, the general needs you.
Okay, Which,
funny enough, that's what helped save China, if he hadn't been selfish.
Sure, why not?
So it's him on a panda with the fake little costume he made, and Mushu's behind him. I think that is the cutest idea for a Funko. It's such a deep cut in the sense of, what?
Hold on while I Google this.
It is fantabulous. They also have one. I don't know what character this is, but it's from Star Wars. He kind of looks like a black Boba Fett with like the red on his.
I don't know. Just like another Mandalorian type Boba Fett character.
But he looks like a bad guy.
Yeah. Huh.
But we do have quite a few. So if you are going to Emerald City Comic Con, or if you know you want, you can get one on Amazon. I think Box Lunch, and some of these might not just be a Seattle based one. I'm sure they might have them at different Hot Topics as well.
Mm-hmm.
They have Vegeta,
of course,
on Amazon.
Final Flash.
This is so great. Doctor Doom is also at Target.
Also, another thing that Funko's been doing, they've announced a limited edition of Australian firefighter pop figures, which will come with a teeny tiny vinyl koala latched to their leg.
Mm.
It's retailing for $20 in Australian dollars, with all the proceeds going to the bushfire from the bushfire heroes will go towards the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals National Brushfire Appeal. This is because of all the wildfires happening out there and going on. So you can look for those online as well. And just head over to the Funko website. And it looks like actually the Australian collectible store Pop Culture is the one selling, though they do ship worldwide. Pre-orders are open now, with the delivery expected in June. So this is something, if you want to sate your collection needs, you can do so, and actually do it for a good cause as well. Now, last episode, I did mention the fact that maybe Loki can be doing something, introducing people into the MCU. This came from the Comic Book Resources, and Brenton Stewart wrote this article just talking about the fact that the first teaser for the Marvel Studios upcoming Disney slate didn't reveal much about Loki, but there are a couple of things that he did notice. The first notable detail comes from the jumpsuit that Loki wears in the teaser image, which bears the branding TVA. While the uniform itself seems to be a garb of a prison inmate, the acronym stands for the Time Variance Authority. Essentially, they're a bunch of time cops that have to keep the Marvel Universe neat and orderly. And you have to imagine that Loki's going to be getting into shenanigans based off of Endgame. So it'll be the divergent Loki who grabbed the Tesseract and then poof, disappeared.
Ooh.
He's a fancy Loki.
Yes, mm-hmm. He is.
He's got an what's the stone?
That one I think was the
space stone.
Because the Tesseract does that, is the only thing that transports you people,
yeah.
And that's what got the Red Skull it to the Soul Stone.
Oh, poor Red Skull!
So all of that things going along. So, so that was just after the Battle of New York, where they introduced all the time travel, all the screw ups of the past, and that's kind of the link where they're going to go with the TVA. And it looks like not only has Loki been screwing around with the fabric of the multiverse, but the last time we saw Ryan Reynolds' Deadpool was when he just finished with a time travel plot of his own. So the speculation at this point is that maybe they can use this to kind of say, hey, Deadpool's doing his own time travel thing. Maybe the TVA's like, hey, Deadpool, you can't do that. And maybe they'll bring him in, maybe just a cameo. Maybe this will be a way to introduce him into the MCU.
To be quite honest, I think the Loki-Deadpool interactions would be hilarious.
Right?
Because Loki would be really serious, And like Trickster and Deadpool would just be like that straight face, like, I'm just going to do what I want, man. Like, mm-hmm. I'm going to blow things up.
And one of the things that has been stated, I believe, I think even Vicky mentioned this, is that Ryan Reynolds says that what happens at the end of that is in continuity for the Deadpool movies, in the fact that all that stuff that happened at the end happened.
Yep.
Huh.
So they're taking it, like, if you take it at face value, this would be a perfect way to introduce Deadpool to the MCU, with the TVA needing to, like, correct that really quickly and then be like, oh, hey, why don't you just come over here as well?
Do we get any Cable, though?
Oh, man. Well, I mean, since Thanos is dead, Josh Brolin is open. He should be able to play that. Play him as well.
Come on.
And they've already stated that they would like to keep doing, like, Rated R Deadpool. So, I mean, come on. Come on, guys.
I'm in.
Yeah, I'm totally in. Like, seriously, like, two of my favorite characters played by Josh Brolin, who is an amazing person. And if I ever meet him in real life,
you're going to hug him.
I can tell. I'm not a person who hugs, but I might just have to. And I'm sorry, Josh, if you're listening to this. I know you're not, but if someone gets this to you, you're going to get a hug from a big, fat, sweaty dude. And on that note, let's get on to
The Geek Sheet with Vicky B.
Vicky, it's comic book day.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean anything?
Yeah, I mean, it's comic book day, Jesus.
Right. Go get your comics, people.
So Taika Waititi has been in the news
a lot.
That
was very close.
Dang it.
Taika Waititi.
Mm-hmm. So he won an Oscar.
Yeah! Yay!
Apparently he slept with it while watching Harry Potter. He snuggled up against it when he won the Oscar that same night, I guess.
That's fantastic. One of my favorite things was the director of Parasite. He won two Oscars, and there's a picture of him making them kiss.
What?
Yeah.
The director.
Yeah. Oh,
I love that.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Especially because Parasite was a horror movie, right?
It was. So you probably won't go see it.
No, I won't see it.
It was also a comedy, apparently.
What?
Yeah, it's like a combination movie.
Mm.
Yeah, I did not know that.
I mean, it won an Oscar, so worth seeing, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. And I still haven't seen Taika's Jojo Rabbit yet.
I want to, though.
But just go look at his entire filmography. He has some amazing movies. He came under my radar with Thor Ragnarok.
Right.
But like some of his other ones, just dealing with like growing up in New Zealand,
mm-hmm.
they're fantastic. They come from the heart and they're just really good. I just love his filmmaking.
And he just seems like such a cool, down to earth person. Like,
yeah.
I want to just hang out and have a drink with him and just chill and bro out. I think I was also reading, because he was obviously in The Mandalorian.
Uh-huh.
If you didn't notice, he was, I'm blanking on the name.
IG-11.
That one.
Yeah, and he directed a couple of episodes,
yep.
too.
And so people are like, so are you going to direct a Star Wars movie? And he's like, I would effing love to.
Please.
But he's very specific. Like, I need to make sure it is the right project, because he's not going to do something he doesn't like.
Yeah, absolutely.
That being said, we do know he is going to be directing his second Thor movie. Thor: Love and Thunder. So I actually did a little research on, because we know we're going to be having Jane come back as Thor.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, Natalie Portman's actually going to play in another movie?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
They actually, I think that was announced, I think at Comic-Con or something, she came out, she's like, I'm Thor, and she had the hammer and everything. Oh, I got goosebumps. But I was actually reading the story, like just the information that you need to know about who she is. Something was whispered into Thor's ears, which made him unworthy of the hammer, so she picked up the mantle and became Thor. But unfortunately, she was also going through cancer at the time. So mm-hmm. whenever she would transform, like, it would kind of kill her at the same time. It would undo all her chemo treatments.
Yeah. Huh. So it was kind of this weird sort of thing where it's like, in order for her to become a hero, she literally is sacrificing herself every single time.
And like any other superhero, like, she eventually dies. But hey, look, she comes back because it's...
Well,
because
it's comic books.
Comic books. but apparently they have talked about that they're not actually... he won't confirm... Or why he won't confirm that they're not going to do or will do the cancer storyline. He's like, well, we don't know. The comics run was a big inspiration. It was an influence on the first few drafts. But at Marvel, we always change everything. I could say one thing right now, and in 2 years, it will be a complete opposite, or that thing won't even exist. So we continue writing even in post-production. So right now, we don't know if that's going to be part of the storyline or not.
And I'll be honest, it was a good comic run mm-hmm. thing, but it seems like a super downer when it comes down to being a movie.
Yeah, I don't think you need it. But then again, if you're a betting man, which I am, I would bet that they will, because Natalie Portman did the other really popular sci-fi thriller. What was it called? about cancer. Oh, it came out last year. It was one of the best movies.
I know what you're talking about with the weird sort of digital like terraforming that was happening.
Not adaptation.
Annihilation.
Annihilation.
That one.
Thank
I knew
you.
It started with an A.
Yeah, it's very well done, and I was very surprised. But it wouldn't surprise me, since she was starring that as the main character, that this would also star
maybe.
Her with a similar undertone. So
maybe, yeah.
Yeah, that movie, like, again, that I'm getting messed up again just thinking about that movie. It was so good, though. But there is other news about in the world of Thor, Love and Thunder.
All right.
So I think many episodes ago, we did announce that Christian Bale has been set to play somebody. Everyone is like, is it, Beta Ray Bill?
Beta Ray Bill.
Is he this? Is he that?
He's going to be Batman.
No, he's not going to be Batman.
God, I hope so.
That'd be amazing.
We know who he's going to be played. And, of course, I think Boss Logic does this with everybody. He's designed, like, made his own little design version of how he could look.
Yeah.
He is going to play Mephisto.
What?
Mephisto. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, Mephisto. Which, if I remember correctly, wasn't that, you know, Kurt Wagner's father, real father?
Yes, and Mephisto, however.
I always thought
which
it was
way.
Mephisto.
Yeah, I don't know. It's basically Marvel Satan.
Yes.
Because they didn't want to actually put Satan out there, and maybe according to the comics code.
I think he's technically a mutant.
Really?
I think.
Like, and they've been they've messed with him a lot. So he was essentially, I think he was actually hanging out with Thanos during the Infinity Gauntlet, like the original Gauntlet run.
Oh, no. You know who I'm thinking of? I think I'm thinking of Azazel.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Azazel
was
Kurt Wagner's dad.
Yeah, and so it comes down to, Mephisto, he's a demon, and the fact that he's being played by Christian Bale, who loves to get into those roles.
Oh, my God.
Like,
he's
super deep
fantastic.
Into those. Oh,
he'd be the villain, right?
Yeah,
you would think.
Maybe.
It's so funny enough, this isn't the first time he's appeared on screen for Marvel.
What?
He was played by Peter Fonda in Ghost Rider.
Ugh.
Ghost
that doesn't
Rider.
Count.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying, like, he has been a thing.
Ava Mendez was the only good thing about those movies.
And here's another thing too, like, Mephisto has kind of a he's done some stuff with Scarlet Witch as well.
Mm-hmm.
So what if, like, all of these movies are very much intertwined?
That makes sense.
Oh, Rev's blown, his mind has been blown.
So here's the deal. Here's what's happening. Doctor Strange is going to... Does Doctor Strange come out before all of these?
I think that's 2021.
Okay.
Let me check everything.
So going by my logic, and it's probably going to be completely debunked by the timeline of these, I could see Doctor Strange opening the multiverse of madness and then breaking out these things. Sure, yes, Jane Foster is the Thor in a different multiverse. So she comes into this as that. So she's worthy somewhere else, and she has picked up the mantle of Thor because maybe Thor in that one died. So boom, that's how she comes into this for Love and Thunder, which has Mephisto as well. And I kind of forgot where I was going with all of this, but I feel that they're all going to be intertwined. Oh, because Scarlet Witch is a part of the Multiverse of Madness with Doctor Strange, so it works along the lines with having Mephisto in this movie, which also works with WandaVision.
It doesn't sound too crazy. So we got WandaVision coming out December 2020, so later this year, according to this article. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness is May 7th, 2021. Then a few months later... Thor, Love and Thunder, November 6, 2021.
Yes, the math works out. So WandaVision is her figuring out that she's stuck in a multi-dimensional place that she made of her own design, which is actually the gateway to the multiverse, which is why Doctor Strange has to contact her so he can go to the different multiverses, because for whatever reason, then Mephisto shows up, and then there's Thor and all of this, and I've figured it out.
I mean, that would actually make a lot of sense.
Eureka!
Yeah!
I'm not going to lie. Nothing would make me happier than watching Christian Bale in multiple movies.
Right?
Come on.
Yeah.
And like the artwork they did, he's so beautiful as Mephisto. He's just like this goth king of like red skin.
Yeah, and I could actually see him like
He'd
just with
fantastic.
That mock-up. He would just be like, okay, I'm going to go all in on this. So
like,
now
let's do it.
I'm going to dye my skin this weird red color.
And I'm
going to
be red for like months.
Veins and stuff everywhere.
Is there anything Marvel can't do?
No.
Oh,
no,
good.
Actually, no, there's not. You got anything else over there?
No, I'm just looking. I know that there's been rumors. Have you guys heard of this? That there is another Spider-Man kind of movie type world in the mix. I'm a little confused by it all. I've been trying to do my research, and sometime, I think, in 2021, and a lot of people are thinking that it might be a Craven situation.
Oh.
So let me find the
How would Craven the Hunter work in our time now with all the technology? Because wasn't his big thing is that, like, it was hard for them to catch him because he was so, like, camouflagey and slash, like,
I think,
fast?
I think if he was somebody who was actually, like, using that technology, almost like I've got type, like, Predator-type technology.
Oh,
like I can see him using the technology or even, like, I mean, we've got things that will, like, essentially EMP or just jam technology anyway.
Yeah.
So I can see him having that sort of thing, or even if it was, like, when BJ was talking about having Craven and Craven's son doing all of the stuff and like suddenly like, yeah, here's a, you know, a place to go hunt animals, but we're hunting, you know, Spider-Man as opposed like with the, even with Gareth was talking about the movie The Hunt that is coming out.
Okay,
like
okay.
There are ways that you can kind of get around that sort of thing, I feel.
Okay, so as of now, we know that in 2021, which is still a year away, we have 5 Marvel movies. We know Shang-Chi, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, and a 3rd Spider-Man movie as well as Thor Love and Thunder. But Sony has set a new date in October 2021 for an unknown, undisclosed Marvel movie.
Oh, and it has, well, it doesn't have to be Spider-Man.
Well, they would, if they kept
the
secret.
No, it can't be, because they're doing another Spider-Man movie that same year.
And they're just like when is Morbius coming out? Are we getting like a Sinister Six sort of thing?
And there's even people thinking that Morbius may not even be from the Marvel Cinematic Universe. There's just so much speculation.
That's got to be the big villain, right? Their big villain origin story?
The multiverse gets all these things. So we're going to get Tom Hardy pulled in as Venom. We're going to get Morbius pulled into this. And, I mean, we had it with the other Spider-Man, the animated movie. So there's plenty of ways that they can incorporate all of this.
I would love to see a little animated...
Spider-Pig? Spider-Ham?
Sure. But a lot of other people are also speculating that it could mean it's a Sinister Six movie.
Yeah. I want it right now.
For 2021.
Right now. Give it to me right now. And if we can do that, that'd be amazing.
I'll get on it right now, Rev.
I know. We're just randomly speculating at this point. So what's better than that? Getting some speculation from our listeners. Send us an email, bjgeeknation@gmail.com, or find us on all the social media and let us know what you think about all this stuff.
And until next time, guys, stay nerdy.
Your inner geek wants to come out and play, but where to go? Join Vernon Wells, the ultimate club where you and your fellow geeks can hang out, play games, and just nerd out 24/7. Whether you love RPGs, video games, or are just a major fan of sci-fi and geek culture, Vernon Wells has something for everyone. Let your geek flag fly at Vernon Wells. Sign up today and see for yourself. VNW.club. That's VNW.club.